Now, speaking of Girls Trip, someone who is on Girls Trip but needs to get her ass back here because she's got a lot of things to do in the U.S., like go on tour, is the one, the only, Miss Candy Gal.
Candy Gal. I am so proud of Candy Gal. She continues to slay with her music.
She's going on tour, guys. A Candace Dillard tour, and I'm sure everyone's rolling their eyes. They're like, God, you're going from Kelly Dodd to Candace Dillard. Like, where are we going here, guys?
I am so excited about this. So she's partnered with City Winery. She's doing a multi-city tour. You know, she's going to be Philadelphia, DC, Atlanta, mostly all East Coast locations, New York.
Which one are we going to, Sarah?
Well, I think we should go to the New York City show. And tickets just went on sale this past Friday.
What New York City show? There isn't one.
Oh, sorry, there's not. We'd have to hit Washington, DC.
All right, so would you like to go to that? I'm being really serious. You're going to have to get on an airplane though.
What weekend is BravoCon?
The 14th, 15th, 16th.
Okay. So October 19th, she's in Philly. October 20th, she's in Chicago. Actually, maybe Chicago would be good because that's kind of halfway for you. And me.
I'll go anywhere if you go. And then
Nashville.
Think about it. Yeah, I would do that. Think about it. First of all, we have to get tickets sooner than later. Second of all, you know, we do have an obligation here to these people to give like I go to Sonia Morgan's thing and I tell everyone that I didn't like it. And everyone like, you know, now there's a lot of chaos on that too. There's so much drama in my life. But the point is we should go. So I'm not the one. I mean, I'll get on a plane tomorrow. So you tell me.
Philly, Chicago, Nashville, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., all in October. I've actually never been to Atlanta or Nashville, so I'm thinking maybe that we go there.
Think of how, like, so fun. Just think of, like, Candy Gal on stage. Like, this is iconic. I'm sorry. Like, these outfits. Guys, Candace's music is good. I'm sorry. It's good.
It's really good. It's amazing. I mean, it's really, really good. I think she's going to put on a really great show. I picture it being, like, just a little lounge singer, like a little pop culture.
You know, I'm sure the husband juror is going to be there. We'll have some Chris Bassett time. I don't know, Sarah, you better think about coming.
I think we should do Atlanta because I think if we go to Atlanta, we're probably going to get, you know, Miss Bailey might be there. We might, you know what I mean? I feel like Marlo might show up. Like we might get some of the cross. So I think if we go to Nashville, we're not going to get any crossover.
No, like DC, the gals will be there, you know.
That's true. We got it. So we got to do DC or Atlanta. All right. We'll
either. Watch. I mean, I literally almost bought tickets the other day and then like I stepped away from it. And I was like, I need to figure this out because I can't tell you how many. I don't even want to talk about it. It's really awful. I've thrown like thousands of dollars probably in the toilet this summer of tickets I've had in like New York City. And just things that I just didn't go
to. You didn't go? Why didn't you tell them?
I know. It sounds easy, but it never works out that way. It's awful. I'm horrible. Please don't judge me. I'm an awful person. So Candy Gal, so you pull yourself together. Now, in other news, I have to tell you, I was reading this the other day. Lisa Rinna is disappointed in the tribute that they gave to Lois.
Did
you hear about this? Like she feels, what was it really like? Did you read anything about it? Like she feels that Lois was such a part of the show. They didn't spend enough time. I have some opinions on this because I actually made a comment on this when that episode aired. But how do you feel about this? And what is Rinna really saying? What? She should have gotten more airtime?
Rinna is saying it's very disappointing considered over the years, Lois, you know, was featured quite often. And Rinna takes a dig at the network and basically says, we spent 3 episodes on the whole, this is dark, what she's, you know, which of course turned out to be a huge fucking nothing burger, right? Which was, Sutton allegedly said something dark to Crystal, you know, that was referring to, was this something racist, right? Like leading us to believe that Sutton dropped an N-bomb, like some, you know, something big. Of course we find out there's absolutely nothing there. And so Rinna is basically saying, oh great, we spent 3 episodes on something stupid while Lois got a quick little tribute, you know, one little measly episode. We talked about her and remembered her and that was it. And over the years, you know, Lois brought the audience so much joy, was on, was dancing. None of that was really honored. Thoughts?
Well, I believe I talked about it on this show before when it happened. And I made a comment that was like the exact opposite, actually. I feel, look, I'm not taking, I mean, we've all lost people. I'm not taking anything away from Lisa Rinna or Lois, or the fact that, I mean, you know, losing a mother is such a hard thing. I had the exact opposite reaction. And I do think I talked about it on this show. Like, I think we lost a lot of different mothers throughout the time on the show. I mean, Lois was part of the show, but if you really think about it, Lois wasn't on the show as much as Mama D in Dallas, Marge Sr. in New Jersey. I even think like Tinsley's Dale. I mean, Lois was a thing. I thought they did more for Lois, and those women are alive. I just thought they did more for Lois than some other people that we've lost. Like, I didn't really think it was less. I almost thought it was more.
A lot of people agree with you. A lot of people.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they say? Like, they did a lot for Lois?
Yeah, a lot of people feel like they did a really nice tribute. They toasted her at one point. You know, of course, Lois loved birds. We saw throughout people wearing birds as a tribute to her. There were confessionals that Rinna talked about Lois. Obviously, people were very sensitive to how Rinna was feeling when they were in Mexico. I mean, people feel like they talked a lot about Lois.
And not for other things, like even like where she's outside or something happens and when Harry's like, that's Lois. I mean, this is editing. They could edit like a one-line sentence from Harry Hamlin out mentioning Lois, and it's in there. I don't know. I mean, this is just, and I really think, I don't know what episode I said it on. If you go back, I said, I thought this was like, it was almost more, I thought, than they did for some other people. That's just my feeling. I understand what Rinna's saying, but I think she's off base. She's off base. I think she's off base on that one.
Anyway, that was a little bit of tea, but you know, it's been an interesting month or so for Rinna, you know, with all the, you know, the posts, them taken down, who knows, maybe she's beefing a little bit behind the scenes with production.
And by the way, Rinna a lot, she comes out swinging against the network a lot and just nobody cares. You know, I mean, I think you could say anything you want against the network. I mean, because other people have done it, right? And they're still on the show. I mean, Bethany says crap about Andy all the time and she's on Watch What Happens every other day.
It would take Bethany back in a heartbeat if they could figure out the money. I mean, I think the same goes for Carol Rad as well. You know, I love your TikTok, Behind the Velvet Rope. I watched all those clips. I mean, Carol would, I'm sure that production thought Carol was a fucking pain in the ass. I mean, Carol details the emails and the notes on each scene that she would send to production. Again, I think they would take Carol back in a heartbeat. I mean, Carol is a class act, you know, she brings, I think, an element of class to the show that sometimes is missing. And I mean, I'm just a huge Carol stan anyway. I love Carol. I just, from being, you know, Kennedy family royalty, it's just the whole thing. So.
And like, I just think it.
They don't care if you talk shit about them. They don't.
No. And I think like, if you have a black mark next to your name, they call you and they're like, hey, let's start the conversation. Now, by the way, you know, you shouldn't do these things anymore. Okay. You want, you know, 400,000. Yeah, sure. Great. Okay. So like, let's get the contract out to you and don't say that anymore. Okay. I'm so sorry. I know I hated you, but wait, you're going to give me $500,000. Okay, cool. I love you again. Yay. You're right. Like,
look at Candy Gal. I mean, I don't think Candy Gal has a great relationship. I don't know this. This is just, she's never said this to me directly. This is just what I've pieced together. I don't think Candy Gal has much communication with Andy Cohen or production for that matter at all. And I mean, I think we know probably she was given maybe a little bit of warning about the tweets, but they don't care. I mean, it's great energy.
But you know what? That's why I like her, because she does. She gets it. She's not a fucking suck up kiss ass. Again, the same way I hate to go back to her, the same reason I like Kelly Dodd. Like, they're not like, Candace is not a suck up kiss ass. I think she's like, this is a limited time. I will be fired from the Real Housewives of Potomac eventually. Right. You know, she's not the grand dame. who's probably never going to be fired. Jizzy Jizz will probably never be fired. I don't think Candace is in such jeopardy, but eventually, and I think she gets it. And I think she's like, these people, it's the corporate fucking machine. Like, I'll scratch their back, they scratch my back. And I mean, look, it's launched her music career, and that's what she wanted. Staying on Beverly Hills, though, for a minute with all this with Rinna. Now, what is it? You know, a few weeks back, we saw Erica Jayne. She told Garcelle's son, Jax, to fuck off. What was this you were telling me about? The, you know, Teddy Mellencamp was involved, or Teddy.
Oh, my God.
Was running her mouth off. You know, yeah.
Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
Well, we have so much to talk about with Teddy and Tamara and two teas in a pod and all that stuff. But I just feel for Teddy because Teddy seems like she's thrust into this world and she doesn't have a backbone. The long story short is this. Teddy was online, essentially said, why was Garcelle's 14-year-old son there at midnight anyway? You know, he should have been home in bed. He shouldn't have been there that late, including her other young son. They're not that young. They're like teenagers. And then, you know, people came after her, like, really, that's, you know, Erica's telling a 14-year-old to fuck himself and you're stuck on that point. Like, you're so lame. Then she backtracks. No, Erica was wrong. I'm sorry. Then she tries to go back and go, I have opinions. You can differ with my opinion. This is my opinion. It's just so much like, I know that by responding to all these comments, it just keeps the drama going, which is good for ratings, but it's just so dumb to me. Kelly, Teddy went back and forth and couldn't make up her mind. And then it was like, we'll just agree to disagree.
Okay. Teddy, she doesn't have a backbone, and she really just wants people to like her. Right. I mean, she says she doesn't care. Again, Kelly Dodd really doesn't care. Candace Dillard really doesn't care. I think Teddy, look, this is not the psychology. Look, now, if you need therapy, if you need to analyze it, which this isn't, you can go to Talkspace. It's my sponsor. They're great. It's $100 off. But if you use the code in the show notes, and you can talk to someone from anywhere in the world. So this is not me giving the therapy to Teddy, but I think, you know, she grew up a heavyset girl. And she had issues being overweight, and then she lost it. And now we all know, all in by Teddy, lots of controversy over that and being thin and how many calories. But I think maybe when you grow up and, you know, you're not popular. I wasn't popular in high school when I went to high school with that Jeri Kemsley. But I think you become one way or another. You become like a total fucking rebel rouser freak like me who doesn't give a fuck. Or you're always trying to like overcome that. So I do think Teddy cares. But here's the thing, even though some people hate us at times, again, it's just a strange statement to be like, what the hell is this 14-year-old doing there? Like, I don't know. You and I have opinions that sometimes people hate us, but I don't think we have these crazy opinions. Let me see. We have time for like, you know, maybe one more thing. Oh, you know, let's stay on Rinna. What is this about? Was there a lot of drama being faced to Rinna with her lip line? What was this about her and her daughter? Because I have to tell you that picture, do you know what I'm talking about? Her and her daughter were promoting the Rinna lip line. Was there any drama associated with that? I just thought it was a really fucking hot picture. They were like, yes. I'm like, Lisa Rinna is a freak of nature. She really is.
I mean, she is. She's so phenomenal. I mean, the fact that is she 60 yet or close? I mean, she just is. No, I mean, I think people were like blown away. She's a smoke show. I mean, Rinna is stunning. And, you know, Delilah looks great. I mean, her daughters are gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, Rinna's amazing. Like,
her daughters are gorgeous. What else? Okay. One more quick one. Oh, I just want, here's a quick one. Real Housewives of Dallas. So Deandra Simmons, my girl, my friend, friends with, she landed at LaGuardia or JFK. She came to the New York area. She's doing an appearance in Connecticut at either Foxwoods or Mohegan. Shout out to Foxwoods and Mohegan, non-paid sponsor. And she landed, and apparently she was on her phone, and somebody overheard apparently her saying like, yes, no. Yeah, no, I really can't meet you that day. I have lunch with the executives at Bravo. That's what apparently someone heard her say to someone on the phone. Now, whether she even said this or not, I think even that we're not sure of. But apparently now there's this, like, there's going to be a Real Housewives of Dallas reboot. Everybody slow down.
Yeah, I don't. Do you?
This is what people don't realize. You and I say this all the time. We are just talking about what happened in the world, giving our opinions. Sometimes there's real life stuff like me running into Andy Cohen and Bruce Bozzi and me feuding with Kelly, even though why are any of you listening to these podcasts or reading these blogs that are these blind items? It is fan fiction. It is literally fan fiction. It is not based on anything. I really think that you and I should just never work again. And we should just start a, like, I heard that Ramona is so desperate for her apple. Like, should we just start this podcast and just say anything? It's really an easy job, guys. It's easy.
I know. We really try to not, you know, start any rumors or perpetuate any rumors, and, you know, just kind of, and, I mean, you have amazing sources at Bravo. Obviously I'm very close to a lot of people, the Potomac cast. So, you know, we know a lot of things there. I mean, it was like Candace had messaged me. We did a whole thing. It made press on this podcast that she was coming back. You and I broke that. But my personal feeling is I think it will be a very long time before we see anything with Dallas.
Yeah. There's nothing, guys. There's nothing. I mean, could they start pulling the Dallas gals into, you know, look, I mean, I think with a Real Housewives Girls Trip 3, it's the first time, you know, first we did Current Housewives, then we did Ex-Housewives. This is a mixture. I mean, I don't know how in God's name Leah McSweeney got so lucky to even get invited to this, but we have her and we have Portia Williams. So we have Ex-Housewives with current ones. should we start pulling in Dallas girls and have like not a current or an ex, just like a terminated franchise? Maybe. Like, why can't the Dallas girl? Let's get Leanne Locken back on a girls trip. Come on, guys.
Amazing. Amazing.
Come on. You know, but this isn't true. I don't even know if DeAndre really said that. I mean, could I reach out to her? I know DeAndre. Do we really even need to? No. There's no Dallas reboot that's coming. Miami was offered 10 years, everybody. 10 years. So in the future. But I truly think that we have a success with Salt Lake. It's because of the cast. I think there's no reason to go to Dallas. Just go to Chicago, go to Tallahassee, just find an actual group of people that you want to film around. No one cares about the city anymore. We're like past that. It's not New York. It's not LA. It's not, you know, it's not something major. So I don't think they're like desperately saying, where's the story in Dallas? I think they would rather find a city like, you know, that's the same thing we had a few weeks ago where there's going to be those three new shows. There's nothing really right now, you know? I mean, and let's just observe Dubai. I mean, I think Dubai will come back, but the ratings aren't great. So that's false. There's no thing. And I don't even know if DeAndre actually said that. And yeah, I'm sure DeAndre Simmons does. I mean, I think if she picks up the phone and says, I'm going to be in New York City, I want to have a meeting. Of course she does. Of course she wants to have a meeting. Me and Mama D&D. I mean, I'm sure DeAndre has 1,000 ideas for a spinoff. And I'm sure Bronwyn does. And I'm sure, you know, Gretchen Rossi does. And I'm sure everybody does. But okay, they're being nice and they're meeting with you and maybe she'll get a spinoff, but a meeting with Bravo executives doesn't mean Dallas is being rebooted. So there you go. We're gonna be back next week. Oh gosh. Where can everyone find you? And by the way, follow me on TikTok, everyone. Behind the Velvet Rope is on TikTok. Come on, follow. I should do a contest, like give something away if you're like the next 10 people to follow me. But go on.
At the Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok. And you know, the Sarah Fraser Show puts out brand new podcasts basically Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week. You know, I'm known for all my TLC talk on Wednesdays, and I have every big TLC guest under the sun. So just subscribe to the Sarah Fraser Show.
And David Yontef, and just do Behind the Velvet Rope on Instagram, Behind the Velvet Rope, everywhere you can follow it. And we will be back next week, Sarah.
Love you. Bye, David.
Bye.